Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and this guy is back in the news today.
I don't smoke crack, and I'm not a crack addict. Have I? Yes, I have. So that's what, I didn't lie. I don't smoke crack. I haven't smoked crack in over a year.
That is Toronto Mayor Rob Ford speaking to CNN last year, admitting that he had smoked crack cocaine when he was, quote, in a drunken stupor. Well, now Ford has announced he's taking a leave of absence to seek help to deal with substance abuse problems. The CBC's David Common joins us from Toronto. Hi, David.
Hi there.
Well, here in this country, there has been some surprise that he's actually been able to hang on this long. Tell us more about why Mayor Ford has finally decided to take a leave.
Oh, there's surprise in this country and in this city, too. Don't worry about that. It's surprising that he's been able to hold on as long as he has, although he does still have a base of support. So what are the latest allegations? It's an avalanche today. Let's start with what the various newspapers have. One has a video showing Rob Ford in his sister's basement with a pipe. There is someone telling that newspaper that inside the pipe is crack cocaine, suggesting that this is a repeat, if you will. Next, we have another newspaper having an audio recording of him offering to do something sexually lewd to a woman who is his political rival and running against him for the job of mayor. Next, we have another newspaper which is saying Rob Ford, a family man, rented a party bus, left his house, went to a club, a dance club downtown, and ran into Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber jokingly said, do you have any crack to smoke? Did you bring any? And that enraged Rob Ford, who then had to be brought back to his private booth by security.
Hmm.
And where do we stand today? He has now officially taken a leave of absence from both his job as mayor and from the re-election campaign. He says sort of for a month, but it does seem to be indefinite in terms of the actual paperwork. Will he come back? I don't know.
So it's still a possibility that he will run for re-election.
Absolutely.
And would he have any support if he did?
Well, there's a big debate about that. There are a lot of people running for election for that particular position, and it's conceivable there could be a vote split along ideological lines. There is a way in which he could win the election, not until November, so there's lots of things that could happen between now and then. There's no one anywhere near the level of spectacle that Rob Ford is. People who would have more difficulty grabbing headlines. But of course, we're a big city, a really big city, like the third or fourth largest in North America. There are real issues here, transit being first and foremost among them.
Well, and how has he handled all of those big issues while all of this has been going on?
Well, in a way, he hasn't, because the city council removed the vast majority of his powers.
Right.
He is mayor in name only. The deputy mayor has all the control and makes all the decisions, and he can make noise, but can't do much more than that.
But has Toronto lost anything from having, even if he's a mayor in name only, he is a figurehead for the city, having this spectacle for many months now?
Well, I think a lot of people in the city would tell you it's not what they want the city known for. Amongst those who support Rob Ford, they will say every politician has a skeleton in their closet. This just happens to be his, telling the media to leave him alone. This is a guy, don't forget, who has young children at home. And you can't help but think what the effect is on them of all of this, of the media circus that's around him. He rarely talks to journalists in a formal setting. And that's prompted a lot of journalists to hang out around his house, where periodically he does talk to them.
Or we just find tapes of him saying things that he probably wishes that he didn't say on tape. The CBC's David Common joining us from Toronto. David, thanks.
No problem.
And you're listening to Here and Now.